show them to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph. We are starting about the fifth line with the words Nimtzeis Omer Le'in Kilayim, and the also is Daf on Yud Amud Aleph all the way to the end. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Biyakum Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah mentioned the caravan encamped in a field and how they can make mechitzos for themselves to be able to carry within their encampment. And the idea was suggested that they could take clay behema such as saddles and cushions and things like that and put them at intervals. And as long as there's more oimid than parots, there's more standing or walled parts than there are open parts, then that's fine. And so we continue discussing this type of mechitza that has parts and oimid. Nimtzeis Omer Le'in Kilayim. It turns out that we say in regards to kilayim, namely when we have a field and we want to plant two different species, two minim, but in order to be able to do that in close proximity to each other, there has to be a wall, a mechitza. So kol paros mishloisha kisasom. If the poles and the mechitza are within 3 tefachim of each other, that's considered totally sealed off. It's closed because we say lavud, and the two minim could be planted right near each other because like they're on the two opposite sides of a wall. Mishloisha b'arba. If the gaps and the standing parts are anywhere between 3 and 4 tefachim, let's just use the number 3.5. Imagine we have boards that are 3.5 tefachim wide, and then a space that's 3.5 tefachim wide, then a board that's 3.5 tefachim, and then another space, so on and so forth. So im oimid rabba al parots, if there's more walled area than there is open area, there's more boards than there are open spaces, mutter, so then we could plant on the opposite sides of this wall that's even opposite the parots by the open areas, because it's like there's a wall there. But if im parots rabba al oimid, if there's more open spots than there's standing part of the wall, usser, then it's usser to plant even on the opposite sides of the actual boards, because it's considered like we don't have mechitza here at all. And me'arba vad eser, if the open gaps and the walled areas are anywhere between 4 tefachim and 10 amos, im ha'omid rabba al parts mutter. If there's more walled area than there is open area, then it's mutter to plant on both sides because it's considered like we have a wall. Whereas im ha'parts rabba al oimid, if there's more open area than walled area, k'neged ha'omid mutter. Opposite the oimid, the standing part, it's mutter. That's because each section of standing part is more than 4 tefachim wide, and that's considered a mini wall in it of itself. However, k'neged ha'parots aser, he's not allowed to plant these two minim on the two sides of the open area because not considered closed off at all. And yoser me'eser, if the gap is wider than 10 amos, aval pishoim in rabba al parots, even if there's more walled spot than there is open area, k'neged ha'omid mutter, he is allowed to plant on the opposite sides of the standing part, but k'neged ha'parots aser, he's not allowed to plant opposite the open spot, and that's because it's more than 10 amos, and as we've discussed previously, more than 10 amos is considered a breach, and therefore, even though we have a proper mechitza along the rest of the area here, the more than 10 amos section, which is open, is not considered part of this mechitza, so no planting two different minim on the opposite sides of it. Now, this is all in regards to kilayim. Aval inyan Shabbos, says the Gemara, in regards to Shabbos, kol paros mishloisha kisasom. The din is the same in regards to two parts of mechitza that were within 3 tefachim of each other. That's considered closed off. It's lavud, no problem. However, mishloisha v'arba, me'arba v'ad eser, if the open areas are between 3 and 4 tefachim or between 4 tefachim and 10 amos, so then the din is different. Im oimid rabba al parots, if there's more walled section than there is open, mutter, so then one's allowed to carry here for Shabbos purposes. Whereas im parots rabba al oimid, if the open section is more than the standing section, usser, it's usser to carry here because we don't have a proper mechitza. And by the same token, yoser me'eser, if there's even one gap more than 10 amos wide, aval pishoimid rabba al parots, even if there's way more standing wall than there is open space, usser, it's also usser to carry here. And these last two situations, it's because we don't have mechitza whatsoever regarding Shabbos. When it comes to kilayim, all we need is a proper mechitza to be able to plant on the opposite sides of it. So even if we don't have a full-size mechitza surrounding the whole area, as long as we have a standing section of wall, which is at least 4 tefachim wide, on the two sides of that little mini section of wall, we could plant two minim, because that's considered a wall by itself. But by Shabbos, we have to have the whole area surrounded by mechitzas, and if there's more parts than oimid, or if there's a breach that's more than 10 amos, then it's considered like we don't have mechitza here at all, and no carrying. Now, Chananya quotes of Yehuda ben Pazi, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, less kan mishloisha v'ad arba. In the gears of this brass that we quoted, when we were talking about Shabbos, we actually don't need to mention between 3 and 4. That's not part of the girsa. Because we don't have 3 tefachim, which means we can't apply lavud over here, so we can't close up any gaps. And also when dealing with the oimid, the standing sections, as we had said in our example, the 3.5 tefachim wide, just like the open gaps are 3.5 tefachim wide, the standing section is also 3.5 tefachim, and that's not makam arba, that's not a makam chashav of 4. And therefore, even if there's more oimid than parts over here, we still can't connect anything to make it consider like a wall. So it's obvious if the open sections and the walled sections are between 3 and 4 tefachim, we don't have a proper wall over here. So we don't even begaris that in regards to Shabbos. Our Hazar Manor of Man asked the following question, but Tanin, we have a mission that tells us, Mekifin Bekane, we can surround the whole area with reeds, and that would be a proper mechitza for Shabbos, and Bekane Yashle Makaim, is a reed the size of Makam Chashav, 4 tefachim wide? No, but nonetheless, it's still valid mechitza, so why would it not work? So Amrle, he responded to him, Leite Sivani Pachs Mishloisha, don't ask me a question from things that are placed within 3 tefachim of each other, Shakal Pachs Mishloisha Kisasom. We already know that anything that's within 3 tefachim of another is considered closed off, that's lavud, and that's why mechitza made out of Kanim, out of reeds, that are placed within 3 tefachim of each other is a valid mechitza. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bun B'Shem Rav argues and says, Mikol makayim, mikivan sha'aymid rabba al-paritz, mutter. As long as we have more standing wall than open space, it would be mutter to carry here for Shabbos. And that means in the situation of bein shloisha v'arba'ah, that the open sections and standing sections are anywhere between 3 and 4 tvachim, even though we can't apply lavud, and the standing sections of wall are not 4 tvachim wide, nonetheless, as long as overall we have more aymid than parutz, it actually would be a kasher mechitza for Shabbos purposes. And moving on to halachatas with another mishnah, continuing with more suggestions of how to surround this encampment and make it okay to carry here for Shabbos. Mekifin shlesha chavalim, we can surround the whole area with 3 ropes, zulam alamizu, one on top of another, which means basically every once in a while there's going to be a post to hold up the ropes, and then there's these 3 ropes wrapped around the posts. Each rope is above the other one. Obavad shalaya bein chevel chaver shlesha tvachim, as long as there isn't 3 tvachim in between each rope, which means there has to be a little bit less than 3 tvachim in between the ropes, so we could say lavud. And also, here's an important factor, shir chavalim avyin yosr al tefach, altogether these ropes have to be equal to more than a tefach of width, shehei ha-kol asar tefachim, so that everything altogether here is 10 tefachim. We start measuring from the ground up at, let's say, 2.9 tefachim. We place a rope over there. That's lavud, and it's considered like it's closed off. And another 2.9 tefachim above that first rope, we're going to put a second one. That's also considered closed off. And then another 2.9 tefachim above that second one, we put a third one that also closes it off. And since the ropes themselves are wide enough that altogether they equal more than a tefach, here we have a whole walled off section of 10 tefachim, and that's considered a proper wall. It's a proper mechitza for Shabbos. Now the Gemara clarifies, Mekivin Chavalim Shloisha of Chulu, Amrav Zeiri says, Loi Amru Ela Be'eser, Ubi Yoyser Me'eser. This is only said, as we just explained, that these 3 ropes are creating a wall of either 10 tefachim or even a little bit higher than that. However, Yud Alef Amud Beis on top, Hapachas Mikan Loi. If the ropes are only to be creating a wall of less than 10 tefachim of height, it's not valid, which means if the ropes themselves don't equal 1 tefach of thickness altogether, so that we can have a total of 10 tefachim of height, it's not valid. And actually, V'tanakin, we have a din just like this by Sukkah. Heavy defin shel shivat tefachim, that if a person doesn't have ropes of a proper thickness, then the only way he can make a proper wall for Sukkah is heavy defin shel shivat tefachim. He has to bring a wall that's 7 tefachim thickness, v'gbiyo min ha'aretz pachas mishloisha, and he could pick it up off the ground within 3 tefachim, mutter, then that's a proper wall, because we have a 7 tefach board within 3 tefachim of the ground, that makes a 10 tefach wall for Sukkah, and that's fine. But now the Gemara asks a question, and we have to add the following into the girsa. Why is that the only suggestion, that if he doesn't have ropes that are equal to a tefach of thickness, so then the next possible thing you could do for a sukkah wall is what we just discussed, by having a wall that's 7 tefachim and putting it within 3 tefachim of the ground. And here's the girsa that we're adding in. V'yavi gimel chavalim, why not just bring these 3 ropes, even though they don't all equal a tefach, and do as follows. Place 1 rope within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's considered closed off. Place another rope at the 7 tefach mark, leaving a 4 tefach gap, and then place rope 3 at the 10 tefach mark, which seals off the 3 tefachim between ropes 2 and 3. And the Gemara explains why that makes sense. Tamana tamar kol pachas mishlesha kisasom, v'kaya tamar kol pachas mishlesha kisasom. Over there, meaning the bottom 3 tefachim of this enclosure is considered totally closed off, because as we said, that bottom rope is within 3 tefachim of the ground, and kai here, which means the top 3 tefachim are also considered closed off, and here we have 6 tefachim of closed off area of the wall, and a 4 tefach gap in the middle, and that means that we have more oymid than parutz, and that should be a good suggestion for a sukkah wall. Why is it we have to jump to the board situation? And the Gemara says that no, in Adbay Makshaya, Hachin Kashi. If you want to ask a question, this is really what you should ask. In other words, this suggestion we just made is not valid because we can't allow the situation due to the fact that the parutz, the open area, is dividing the 2 oymid sections. We have 1 oymid section of 3 on the bottom, 1 oymid section of 3 on the top, and the parutz, which is 4, is dividing those 2 sections of 3, and therefore maybe we can't combine them to say we have more oymid than parutz. And therefore, if you want to ask a question, here's actually a valid question. And pay attention to the girsa changes. The yavi daifen shall arba tefachim. Why not bring a wall of 4 tefachim? Vigbiyu min ha'aretz shalosh tefachim chaser kalshu, and pick it up with the ground 3 tefachim minus a little bit. And here that means that with our 4 tefach wall, a little bit less than 3 tefachim off of the ground, that means that for argument's sake, we have 6.9 tefachim closed off. And then at the 10 tefach mark, we're going to put one of these thin little ropes that we have. And that means that from the ground till the 10 tefach mark, we have 6.9 tefachim closed off. And not only is that more oymid than parutz, but that's also more oymid than parutz in one section. It's not divided into 2 sections of 3 tefachim each of oymid. It's one full section of 6.9 tefachim that's oymid, and then one section of 3 tefachim, which is parutz. And that should be our next suggestion of how to make the sukkah wall. Why do we have to jump in this brisa right away to having a 7 tefach wall for our sukkah? And how do we know this is a good suggestion? Because Yivakai Demar Rabbi Yechanan is like what Rabbi Yechanan said. We had some Sechel Shabbos, ha'oymid v'chol mistarfen barba, that if we have a bar and walls built up on the outside of the bar, that's called bar v'chol yasai, that we could have a standing section and the empty area above the bar, they can combine to 4 tefachim to make it a makam chashov, v'ushe ha'oymid rabba al-chol. That's as long as we have more standing section than we have open area. So we see that our suggestion of the sukkah wall should be valid. And we don't have an answer to this question. question. I'll continue with more discussions. Rav Shimon Lakish says, "B'shem Rav Yehuda ben Chananya, Natar ba kanim barba zavias hakerem. If a person put four poles on the four corners of a vineyard, v'kasher gemi milamala, and he ties a string or a rope, a reed of sorts, on top of these poles, matzal mishum peya, that saves because of peya." And peya over here has multiple different understandings. The way we're going to understand it is that it's something that's surrounding something else. In other words, if we take each section, we basically have a tzuras pesach over here. There's two poles and then a gemi on top. That's a tzuras pesach. We go to the next section, we have two poles and then this reed on top, and that covers all four sections. And we know that tzuras pesach basically is considered like a wall, and that means that this entire kerem, this entire vineyard, is considered walled in, even though, again, all it has is four poles with a little string going around the top of it. Again, the way Gemara is saying it is matzal mishum peya, it gets saved because we have this din of peya, meaning we have this tzuras pesach here, and it's like there's a wall, and now we could plant a different min right on the other side of it. Now, Amar Biyachon says, and pay attention to the Gersa change, ki mechitzas kelayim, ken mechitzas Shabbos. Just like this mechitz in regards to kelayim, it's the same type of mechitz in regards to Shabbos, and if we have this peya situation for Shabbos, it's considered like mechitza, and we'd be allowed to carry within it. However, Amar Biyachon says, that Masa Shalach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Itzal Riyachon ben Nuri, Lenagnagad. There's a story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha went to Riyachon ben Nuri to this place, and he showed him a field, it was called Beis Chaverta, and there were breaches in the fence that were wider than 10 amos, but they had a tzuras pesach on them. But nonetheless, he took beams, v'saisim, and he added them to minimize the width. Also, the kronim, he took stakes, as in the word stakes, v'saisim, and he sealed it up, ad shemiyatan pachas me'aser, until he narrowed the gap to less than 10 amos wide. And Amari said, kazu ken mechitzas Shabbos. This is a proper way to make mechitza for Shabbos, as actually we see that he holds a climb is different than Shabbos. Namely, if we have an opening wider than 10 amos, even if it has a tzuras pesach on it, that's not valid for Shabbos. Now, Amar Abzeir says that actually, Mother Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shalkish agrees, L'anyan Shabbos, in regards to Shabbos, she'ain peya matzal tzuras me'aser, that this peya, this tzuras pesach, does not help when the opening is wider than 10 amos. And it's not a contradiction to the first Mishnah of the Masechta that tells us that if the opening of the mavi is wider than 10 amos, the tzuras pesach does help. That's because in the Mishnah, there's three proper mechitzos, and we're only talking about the one entranceway into the mavi, so that can be fixed up with the tzuras pesach, even though it's wider than 10 amos. But over here, we're not talking about that there's any proper mechitzos. We're trying to make the tzuras pesach itself to be considered a mechitza. That's not sufficient for Shabbos. And our Rav Chagai says, Masisa Omer Kain, our Mishnah actually tells us this. Mekivin Shlesh Chavalim Zelam Alamizeh. We had said in our Mishnah that we can make a mechitza with three ropes, one on top of another, and that creates a wall of 10 tefachim. Now, Im Omer Atshe Peyam Atzal Osir Esmeeser, if you want to say that a Tzuris HaPesach is going to save an opening that's more than 10 amas wide, Kamai Kain Chaval Echad, then our Mishnah could have just said, take one rope, and that will be used as a peyah, that will be our Tzuris HaPesach. And by the fact the Mishnah did not suggest that, rather it said that we have to use three ropes, it must be that in regards to Shabbos, we can't use one rope as this peyah. And we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Shaya Bayer, Rabbi Shaya asked the following question, Hada peyah, this peyah that we're discussing, Hama Yisamar, in regards to what was it being said, Milamalon Minatzad, does a string have to be on the top of the poles in order to work as a tzuras pesach, or could it be wrapped around the side of the poles and that would be considered valid as well? For example, you have a pole which is 3 amas tall, maybe you could just wrap the string at the 2 amma mark and you don't have to wrap it all the way at the top of the 3 amma, and maybe that's also fine. Now pay attention to the gears of change because we're going to be switching everything around over here. In Tamar Minatzad, if you want to say that the string could be wrapped around the side and that's a valid pay, it's a valid tzuras pesach, kol shekein mamala. So for sure, if it's on top, it's a valid tzuras pesach because it actually looks like a tzuras pesach when it's on top. Whereas in Tamar Milamala, if you want to say that it's only valid tzuras pesach when it's wrapped around the top, that means haminatzad loy, that if it's on the side, that wouldn't be valid tzuras pesach, it wouldn't be considered a peyah because it doesn't really look like a tzuras pesach. When you enter your door, the top part of the door frame is the top part and the door frame doesn't extend above it, beyond it. And therefore, if you want to make this tzuras pesach, it would have to be that the string is on top and not on the side. Now, we continue discussing this. In Tamar Milamala, Yud Beis Amar Alf on top, Yosam Rav Chagai. If you want to say the string has to be on top, so Rav Chagai is bringing good raya for a Mishnah. Whereas in Tamar Minatzad, Loim Rav Chagai Klom. If you want to say that we're talking about Minatzad, so Rav Chagai's raya for a Mishnah is not valid at all, because it could be that the reason why our Mishnah requires three ropes for proper mechitza is because we're talking about ropes wrapped around the side. But if the ropes were put on top of the poles, it could be that our Mishnah would agree that we could just have one rope and that would be a pay, it would be a proper tzuras pesach. Now the market team is asking, Manavshach, either which way, I don't understand. Imel Malon, Harimel Malon, Imenatzad, Harimenatzad. If we're able to make a tzuras pesach by putting the rope on the top, so just say that we could put one rope on the top and that's valid, and if it could be on the side, just say it has to be from the side. Why does the Mishnah say that we have to have three ropes? Why not just say that we could have one rope on the top? And Rabbanan Kesar and Sebashim Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Tiftar, we could explain that the reason why our Mishnah did not suggest that, and it had to say that we need to use three ropes, is Bishasuyin Kamin Daikron, that the poles or the stakes that were holding up the string, they were formed to a point, which means they're wider at the bottom and very pointy on top, and therefore there's not even a possibility of putting the string on top because there's no place for it to be. It's too pointy, and that's why our Mishnah didn't suggest it. But yes, you're right, there technically could be a possibility. possibility that if the string is on top, that would be valid source of Pesach, and we wouldn't need any other strings. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about certain types of source of Pesach that might be valid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.